We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. This is a new podcast. I am Diane Vick, the host. My last name is spelled V-I-C-H for anyone that was wondering. And today we will be discussing boundaries, perception, and affirmations. And there's a book launch, which is actually happening in December. The book that I am releasing is called The IBS Cure, Eliminate Bloat. The reason I decided to go on with this book is because I personally had experienced IBS and its debilitating symptoms, and I was sick of the bloat, the pain, the chronic inflammation, and the fact that it took me away from my life and kept me hiding at parties and not being able to have fun and having to actually leave my career in nursing because it was too stressful for me. So I created this book to help people understand that there is a way to feel safe in your own skin and develop a loving strategy to relax and calm yourself. And one of those topics that is in the book is boundaries and how important they are to help you feel safe and be able to express your own emotions and truly let people know who you are, what you want to have in your life, what you want to experience, and how you want to live. So I brought in my friend and fellow hypnotist, Ralph Duran, and he is a mindset coach, and he's going to be here to join me on this first episode as we cover these interesting topics. And I'll let Ralph introduce himself and tell you a little bit about what he does.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ralph Duran, and I'm a mindset coach and a hypnotist as well. I combine mindset coaching with hypnosis because it's incredibly effective. When you think about it and you ask yourself what mindset coaching is, it's pretty much along the lines as life coaching. However, I concentrate on the mindset. Why? Because everything is about mindset. Everything that we do is based on our mindset, how we're feeling at the time, such as creating boundaries or, you know, those healthy boundaries, having the mindset to be able to create those boundaries. So it's just being able to fine tune how you're perceiving things and how you, and that's where hypnosis kicks in as well. That's pretty much along the lines. I help also, you know, athletes perform at a higher level, again, by changing perception as to whatever, you know, it is they're going through. I help relationships, you know, or people going through tough times and, you know, things like, you know, the chronic stress that Diane was experiencing. Again, everything has to do with perception, how you're perceiving the things that are causing you stress and how you start to delineate having boundaries so that you can just, you know, feel comfortable in your own skin, deal with the stress in a better way, and you start to deal with endorphins rather than cortisol. Endorphins is actually the good hormone in your body. So that's me.
Well, that's interesting because I actually talk about that a lot in the book, happy hormones and how we need to increase those in ourselves and the mindset as well. And one of the things that I had started doing a long time ago when I underwent hypnosis by one of my close friends, Adriana Foster, and it was a great integral part of my transformation. So when I started this journey, I wouldn't get on live videos. I couldn't record audios, though I really desperately wanted to. I couldn't figure out what was stopping me from accomplishing those dreams that I really wanted. And also, what was causing those dreams to cause symptoms in my body. So as I went through this process and trying to start a podcast and starting to post live videos and create books and writing on my blog, I noticed that my symptoms started getting worse because I was holding all these emotions in and I kept stopping. So one of the things that I started to use was affirmations to change that mindset, because I had a lot of ingrained beliefs from childhood that were stopping me and making believe that I wasn't worth expressing myself, that I wasn't good enough, that I was undesirable, that my story wasn't powerful, yet it actually was. And I really had this deep belief that I wanted to change those foundational beliefs that I had experienced with my childhood. So I use affirmations, and one of the ones that I decided to create for today is, I am free to live the life I dream. So when I use affirmations, I actually set alarms all over the place. I have sticky pads all over the place. There might be different affirmations. Certain things will go off on my phone or on my computer, and they just remind me that these are things that I really want to ingrain in my subconscious, and they're things that I want to work on truly believing and taking to heart and living the life that I dream. So that's the affirmation for today. I am free to live the life I dream. And all of these things were possible because I was able to do hypnosis and figure out exactly what was causing me to experience these things in my body and hold all my emotions that were triggering my symptoms, and where were they coming from. So hypnosis was very powerful, and it helped me get to where I am, which is why I became a hypnotist. So now I'm a health coach, a hypnotist, and also a registered nurse and nursing professor. But I combine all these things together because I see how powerful it is to use the knowledge that I've acquired over the years in both the conventional medicine, but also this alternative field that I've launched recently. And again, in the book, we talk about boundaries. But when I was talking to Ralph about this topic the other day, when we were brainstorming about this podcast, we actually came up with something. He came up with something that I found very interesting that I hadn't taken into account when I was writing this book or when I was on my journey, is perception. And he had a very interesting insight on perception. And I wanted him to share that today on this podcast.
So yes, perception. Perception is huge. And why do I say it's huge? Because perception is based on your beliefs. And she mentioned something that's very powerful, you know, affirmations. Affirmations, words are extremely important. You know, words mean a lot, and how you use them kind of sets the tone with the intent or the intention that you may want to put forward to start thinking in that way. So you start to attract these things. If your mind is in a negative setting, how you're perceiving most things that are going on in front of you are going to be in a negative way. So having affirmations is a very healthy thing to have, and, you know, having those, you're doing them with that intent and saying it to yourself, you know, I am powerful, I am happy, I am open to the happiness or to being loved or whatever the case may be, or what you may be struggling with or going through. Start to use, I call it, there's a technique called word swap. Go the opposite direction. Turn yourself around. You can. It's all about, everything is how we perceive things. And basically, your language is based, or how you speak is based on what your thoughts are. Your thoughts are based on your belief, and your belief becomes your reality. What's reality? I mean, reality is something different to everyone. What may be real to me may not be real to Diane or, you know, to someone else. So it's all based on how you look at things and what your perception is as to what's going on. You can be going through something with a loved one. It may be your mom, it may be your spouse, you know, however it may be. They may be having the right intention in mind when they give you feedback on something, and it may not land the right way to you. And there a whole spew of things starts, because now you took it as they're not either supporting you, or they're being against you, or they're just not understanding. And in what we're not understanding is that in their mind, they may have every right intent to guide you the right way. It doesn't mean it is or it ain't, but sometimes it's like, the example I like to give is like, sometimes you're stuck in the middle of like, I want to do this on this hand, but on the other hand, I also want to do something else. And at the end of the day, it's all the same common goal. It's just a matter of getting things together, changing perception, learning how to perceive in a different way. So the information that you accept or that you receive now comes in a different way, and it doesn't affect you negatively. Now you learn to create a boundary. So that's kind of something that we were touching up on. And it's important, because once we learn to look at things from a different, I like to say from a different window, it certainly, it doesn't make life perfect, because there's no such thing as perfection, but it certainly dials it down on, the tough times and the rough times, or things that, you're really not accepting, or not maybe looking at it from a different angle. So that's why I think perception is a huge thing.
Amazing. Thank you. And that's a topic that has actually come up in a lot of the personal development courses that I've taken, and the path that has brought me to where I am. And I can tell you that it's pretty powerful when you truly try to understand what it is that you're perceiving from the conversation that's coming to you. Because a lot of the times we do misinterpret what the person is trying to say. And one of the courses that I took actually focused on the word love. And I am looking in your kitchen and I see the word love everywhere. And I think that is amazing. And one little secret that you don't know is, before I wrote this book, one of the things that the publishing company, which is called the Author Incubator, that has helped guide me through this journey, one of the things that they told me to do is to take out a piece of paper, grab some markers, get creative, and write a word that resonates with you, that is the word you're going to focus on when you're writing this book. And that's the word that came up, love.
Wow.
So I have it hanging in my kitchen, and it was completely created based on that love, sharing love with the world and helping them transform the way they feel, reconnect with themselves, and really, really find that connection between the physical and the emotional pain that we can experience in life. So I love that you have that word everywhere.
And it follows you.
And it follows me. So yeah, that was pretty interesting that you have that word in your kitchen. And, affirmations can come into your life in different ways. Like, you can have pretty paintings, or over here he has a cork holder that says, "This home runs on love, laughter, and wine." I mean, buy paintings, I have paintings and little affirmations all over my house. Anything that uplifts you when you see it in the store, then take action and buy it. If it makes you happy and you're going to see it every day and it's going to remind you that this is the way you want to feel, then it's worth having it in your home or having it on your desk. I have all kinds of affirmations in my office at work. And it's amazing to see them and reconnect with those feelings whenever you need them.
Yeah, you got to have them constantly present. You have to have them present, around and live with that intent. Like, how you say, and I love that you said that, using the word love. how you have the affirmation, and you start your day off with it. So that's the right thing to do. You want to start your day off with what it is you want. Look at it as, hey, this is going to happen.
Exactly.
And you receive love. You receive love in so many different ways. You are loved by many. There's so many people that you're helping by doing this. I get excited every time I talk to you, with all the new projects you're doing and all that, and very proud of her for everything she's doing. I mean, the sky's the limit with you. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing.
I love what you're doing too. I love what you're doing too. And yeah, the love has been a big part, and the affirmations has been an essential part of that transformation. And now that we've covered perception, I want you to talk a little bit about hypnosis, because this is like a new realm for me. I'm doing the hypnosis. I've seen huge transformations in the people that I've worked with. I've found that they've been able to connect with their inner child and really tap into whatever the root cause of the issue that they're having at hand is. And I experienced that myself in my own journey, going through hypnosis and reconnecting with that inner child and finally opening the door and feeling like I wasn't trapped anymore. But I've seen that also with my clients, and I think it's just an amazing tool to open up that subconscious mind. And I want you to explain it a little bit further, because, you've been doing it for much longer than me. And, I'm great at what I do. I've connected deeply with the people that connect with me. But I want you to explain it, because sometimes I have issues explaining exactly what hypnosis does to the subconscious mind.
Sure. So basically, let me just start off by saying I've been practicing hypnosis and doing for about 12 years now, and I was beyond excited and honored that I learned this from my very good friend Sheena at Schmendi's, which I'm sure she's all over the place, so you guys may see her.
She's my teacher too.
Yeah, she actually taught Diane as well. She certified her. And I have also learned a lot from where I currently work at Coral Gables Hypnosis, Patty Fuenzalida, who's an amazing, amazing, all-around powerhouse woman. So I learned all these great things from powerhouse women. That's an interesting thing. So girl power, I'm all for it. So hypnosis, there's a lot of hypnosis taboo. You know, when you go out there and you mention the word hypnosis or what you do for a living, kind of, you know, people kind of like put up their defense right away. Oh, hypnosis. Oh, I don't want to, don't look into my eyes, you know, kind of thing. So it's kind of funny, but really hypnosis, we go through self-hypnosis on a daily basis. It's something as simple as it's a state of concentration. And the reason why you relax during hypnosis is that so that your subconscious mind opens up in a greater way. So you receive information a lot more effectively. It sucks up in all the information a lot more effectively. So basically, your subconscious mind is basically the vault. It carries everything. It's your file cabinet. It stores everything. Sometimes things that you may not even feel you're listening to. I may be in a conversation with Diane and someone else is having a conversation near me and I can just faintly hear that rumble behind me. Subconscious mind is actually picking up on that. Then maybe a week, 2 weeks later, I may actually start a conversation based on what I heard. And then I say to myself, why did we even start talking about this? Subconsciously, it filtered. So the reason for relaxing you during hypnosis is so that the subconscious mind gets to absorb as much information as possible. However, you can be in hypnosis with your eyes open. You can be in hypnosis during a conversation because it is that full state of concentration. There's many techniques that are used, such as neuro-linguistic programming. You may also hear of that as NLP, which is, you know, language pattern that affect you neurologically based on your senses. You know, we all have the sense of hearing, the sense of touch, the sense of feel, which is kinesthetic, the visualization, auditory. You know, what is your main sense at that point? So talking to my clients is very important at the beginning because I get to feel and see where they're at that moment. So if you notice, I said feel and see, that's because I'm feeling, I'm kinesthetic and visual as well. So words are very effective. That's how I guide my hypnosis based on whatever your main sense is at the time, you know, and that's how it becomes effective. It starts to connect all of your senses together. Therefore, it becomes your natural behavior. So that's basically wrapped up in a nutshell what hypnosis is. It does help you change perception, i.e. what we're talking about. Why? Because it kind of now teaches you new information and how to perceive it in a different way. So once that happens, that's like wow, I should have had a V8 moment, you know? I didn't look at it that way, and now it doesn't bother me anymore. So it's really nice, and it's a natural way of doing things. Nothing is 100% in life, but man, it sure did change my life, and that's why I took it on. And I'm so grateful for Sheena and Patty and, you know, all of my friends, you know, and Diane and stuff, that we all get to do this wonderful thing together, you know? So that's what it is.
Amazing. Thank you. One of the things that I found in my journey is it was very similar to me to meditation. So I enjoy guided meditations and I can really get deep and profound with guided meditations and connect to myself. And then when they have affirmations embedded in them, it helps tap into that subconscious and ingrain those desired beliefs that I want to accomplish, that I want for my life. So I tend to combine the two. And when I do my sessions, definitely the same thing as Ralph, I do have a conversation with the client before, because anything could have happened before that session. There could have been an argument at work or a confrontation with your partner or something happened with your kids. So whatever impacted you in the moment is what we're going to work on in that session. And then I like to do personally transformational regressions. Like that's where we met in that course. Sure. And for me, when Adriana used that technique on me, it was so powerful. And I haven't used it on everyone because I think it really depends on the person's goals and what they're trying to accomplish. And if they want to just relax and be in a trance state and not have that conversation, because transformational regressions does take a little bit of conversation and them giving back to you, what are they seeing? What are they experiencing? But I like to combine the two. So I usually start off with for the people that want to have one, right? So I start off with that conversation. I relax them. I get them into that state. And then I go into the transformational regressions to try to ask questions to figure out exactly where was this feeling or belief that they're experiencing in this moment, in that conversation maybe they had with their boss or their friend that really, really worked them up and maybe gave them symptoms. They could be having pain. And then try and figure out where was the first time that they experienced this before in their life and how far back can we go? And most of the time, they go back to childhood. And it is, which is what...
1 and 8.
Exactly, between 1 and 8. And it's amazing how I've seen it in so many clients that they actually go back to that time frame between 1 and 8 and something will come up and it could have been something completely minor that they didn't even remember, but it impacts the way that they are reacting and their perception, which we talked about before, 100%. Of the situation that's happening in the moment, which is so powerful. So once we go through that I get through the transformational regression, and I like to relax them again a little bit because we've been having this conversation. So I feel like they've awoken from that little trance. So I enjoy also to figure out exactly what is their ideal relaxation state? What is their place that they like to go? Their happy place? What makes them laugh? What makes them smile? That's one of the big things that I enjoy, because I think incorporating something that's meaningful to that person makes the hypnosis even more powerful, because now they can visualize, they can feel it, they can smell it, they can taste it much more deeply because you have made it and tailor it to them. Have you experienced that in your own sessions?
100%. You said it. I mean, you pretty much mirrored on what I was saying, you know, as far as like you mentioned the senses. That's one of the most important parts, at least for me. One of the techniques that I use is I identify as I'm speaking to you, where's your sense? Which is your main sense? And you start to put those together as you're going through the hypnosis. You know, she mentioned the transformational regression, you know, something that's very powerful. I learned it as well. It doesn't apply to all the times, but it does work very nicely. There's a vast amount of techniques out there to get to certain points, and you just have to use what works best for the person, and you feel out. This job is very kinesthetic in a way. You know, you do feel out how the person is and what they react to and what gives them more of that, where they can capture the information that you're putting forth so that it becomes effective. So it's huge. It's huge, you know, just knowing which sense is the main one there and then starting to go from there, and then you build on that. You know, like when you see, you know, what is it you hear? Or, you know, that person may be auditory. Or what is it you're seeing? Or do you, you know, when you see this, you go into visualization, you know, or you may feel the wind hitting your face. You know, you're in that trance moment where you actually may even feel a little breeze hitting the face. And you're like, oh man, we're like, what was that? I mean, I've had people like wake up like saying, oh, I actually felt wind in my face, you know? and I say wake up, they're not really sleeping, but they're in a very relaxed state. So it kind of like, you know, some people that are not used to it may kind of like, wow, that was powerful. I didn't realize I can actually feel something just based on, you know, what you were saying. So the mind's very powerful, you know. We don't use, what is it, a third of it?
Yes.
There's so much, you know, even in healing, you know, how you're going to talk about healing and stuff like that, how you heal yourself, you know, we have so much healing power within our bodies, you know, healing hormones, pain relief hormones, you know, when we do medical hypnosis. That's so powerful and it works.
It's amazing. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the second half. But definitely, yeah, I've seen how powerful it can be. And the interesting thing is it doesn't have to be that the person's there in the session with you, because I've actually recorded audios, which I recorded with the intent of creating a meditation. And I've shared it with some friends and colleagues and people that work with me at Baptist in the hospital. And it's been interesting how some of them really, really feel it in their body. And they tell me, I feel vibrations. Like, how the heck do you do that? That you make me feel it like in my heart and my body. And it's just, it's the tone, it's the way that we speak, it's the words that we use that just really connect into your physical body, but also to your subconscious mind, that are so powerful.
100%. Yeah, your tone is very important. Raising and dropping at certain times, you know, and again, language, what it is you're saying is very, very important, because that's how you're guiding the mind, you know. The mind goes where it wants to, not where you want it to go. So, you know, in like the transformational regression, you know, you don't know what that person went through. You're asking. So that person has a conscious mind at the time to be able to answer your questions. And then they're like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize that, you know, this emotion was from when I fell off a bike when I was 7 years old. And it was how my dad screamed at me for, you know, crying. Something as simple as that. It may have nothing to do with what you're going through now.
Right.
But that emotion is tied in that far back, and it just carried, because we're taught to suppress. Just our survival mechanism, you know. You're taught to tighten up your belt. Come on, nothing happened. Let's go. And yes, there's a time and place for that. You know, there's a moment where you do have to tighten up your belt and make it happen. However, you also have to know how to process when you're going through things. It's okay to feel like crap, you know. There's days you don't feel good, you know. The world isn't perfect, so being able to process and learn how to go through your moments, you know, you're having a bad day, it's okay to acknowledge, man, you know what, today's just I'm not doing too good, you know. So, but the whole key is not to let yourself swim in it. Don't drown in it. Learn to process it, okay, and then you get up and go. And emotion doesn't last that long once you bring it up. If you lock it in, you become like a Coke bottle, you know? You shake it and it fizzes out. So eventually we start to get physical symptoms. You know, you start to get IBS, you lose hair, libido drops, God knows everything. You start not sleeping well. This usually one of the first components. A lot of people lose sleep right away, you know? You can't disconnect the mind and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's how that all, it's a chain reaction, you know? And that's, so it's very powerful.
Very powerful stuff. Well, now we have to take a little break. So aloha, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick, every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist, and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
All right, welcome back. Aloha. And before we left, we were talking about rock bottom and feeling physical symptoms in your body because of fears and anxieties that happen because of our perception and our reaction to things that happen in our current life that are actually impacted by things that were ingrained in our subconscious in our past or childhood. And usually the clients that we've both worked with, it happens sometime between the ages of 1 and 8. And we're going to cover that topic now. But while we were on break, Ralph noticed that I was wearing these bracelets and he was asking me what exactly was on them. And again, we were talking about affirmations and how powerful they are. And in creating this book, I've been using a lot of extra tools to be able to focus and connect with my, you know, my person that was at rock bottom, which is the people that I'm trying to connect with, is the people that are experiencing that pain and that physical experience in their bodies. But in order to do that, I really needed to focus on ingraining these positive beliefs in my subconscious mind to push through the obstacles and challenges that happen, because writing a book is not easy. And going through this process has been stressful. So I wear these little bracelets and this is what they say. I am open and vulnerable. I am grateful. I am loved. We know I love that word and Ralph has it all over his house and I do too. I am powerful. I am enough. And that one was a really big one for me, realizing that I am enough, that I am worth it, that my story is powerful, that I can truly help transform the lives of other people that are experiencing chronic illness, chronic inflammation, chronic pain, just like I did, and what I actually was able to overcome and change in my life. This one is, I am whole and complete. And the last one is, I am blessed. And those are my little bracelets. And they just add to the affirmations that I use in my life. But now we're going to hit rock bottom. So rock bottom for me was pretty tough. I was a full-time nurse in the ER. I was getting my master's degree in nursing education to be a professor. My husband was traveling constantly for work. So he was gone Monday through Friday. I had two little kids. They were young, so they were younger than seven, both of them. The little one, I think he was about three. And it was basically, I was the type of person, I was a type A personality. I do everything for myself. I don't ask for help. Whether people offer it or not, I wasn't going to accept it because I was going to do it all alone. And that's where I was. I was doing it all alone. I would rush from work at 7 o'clock at night, go get the kids, cook the food, get the dinner, get them going, keep them happy because I was a very happy and playful mom and really loved to spend time with them. But it was really, really stressful. And a lot of the times when I was going through this whole process, I would have panic attacks. And if something would happen with school, it was like extra stressful. And that brings me back to my childhood. Overcoming a learning disability was really, really hard for me. I had to deal with the stigma of having this diagnosis that is hard for people to accept. And a lot of people look down on you for having a diagnosis, whether it's autism, learning disability, ADHD, whatever it is. Some people look down on you because you have this diagnosis now, or you have to take special classes. And it was really hard for me to work myself out of that. So my issue was actually mathematics. And I say the full word because it was really, really hard for me. And it was a pattern that kept going on throughout my life. And it even affected me in college and throughout my education. But one of the things that I talk about is, which I talk about in the book, is there was this one particular situation that happened during exams that would happen to me repeatedly. And it was IBS related. So that bloat, that cramping, the constipation, then running to diarrhea. I mean, this was a constant problem. And you're talking about the fact that this started when I was a little kid. And it progressively got worse as I went through school. And one of the stories, which I'll talk about in the book, but I'm not going to cover it here, actually happened in eighth grade. So I was finally mainstreamed. I was out of special education. I was taking regular classes in a private school. And I thought that was amazing. I had accomplished so much, you know. I had gotten out of these special classes. I had worked my butt off and switched to three different schools in the time frame of a few years. Because I started in private school. They saw that I was going to fail out of school. They didn't want my parents didn't want the same thing to happen to my brothers and sisters. So they took me out before that happened. But then I had to jump from two schools, two public schools, go through special classes, meet new teachers, be super anxious already about school. And then now I'm in a new environment. I've overcome a lot, but now it's extra stress because this is a harder school. And, you know, I'm surrounded by great teachers. And thankfully, this particular teacher was an amazing person because that day was like the worst day of my life. And I talk about it really deeply in this book because it was rock bottom. I had hit rock bottom in eighth grade. And I went to the emergency room. And I felt like I was dismissed. They weren't really listening to me. And I was basically isolated. I felt very unsafe in the emergency room. And I really think that that story and that situation in my life is really what brought me to become a nurse. To want to help children that are experiencing not only these emotional and physical things in their bodies, but also having experienced learning disabilities and ADHD and that additional impact on their lives. So I ended up having a big journey through my life. I started as a special education teacher because why not? I had a learning disability. I wanted to help these children. I wanted to really make an impact in their lives and help them transform their experiences in school and be like a kind, loving teacher. But when I was there, I wasn't happy. That wasn't really how I wanted to reach them. So I kept searching for the career, my passion. How can I really impact these children? So then I went on to do developmental testing to kids before they go into special classes. And then I moved on to nursing. And that's when everything really came together for me. And the funny thing is, my path to helping children inadvertently helped me learn myself and help myself. And I think in anyone's journey, our path definitely guides us into improving ourselves and creating a path of personal development for ourselves and make changes in our lives. So for me, the journey brought me here. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about the science of the physical body. And when I reached rock bottom, which was, again, working in the ER, going through all this stressful life situations and having everything on my plate and not being able to accept help from anyone, helped me realize that a lot of that was from these ingrained beliefs from my childhood and that traumatic experience that I had being a child with learning disabilities and having to overcome it. And it was a really hard experience. And that's still something that affects me, well, lately not as much, but it does affect me, like in presentations, and it would affect me in my professional career whenever I have to take a test or something. Like, these things would come up in those really high stressful situations. And I think that's why hypnosis and meditation and creating boundaries and all of the stuff that's in this book has been so powerful, is because it's just bringing it all together. It's bringing the body together, the mind together, and understanding exactly how to make your body safe for you. And now that you know that you didn't know about me, what's your input on that particular situation? So give me a little feedback.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned mathematics, because that's like the, I would venture to say, based on studies, that math tends to be like what freaks most people out from the get-go. And I had very similar symptoms as a kid with math. It would freak me out. I would go to the bathroom 1,000 times and, you know, I'd get diarrhea, everything. It was, because it was math. Everything else I was acing. And then math, I was blocking myself out. Again, perception. Mm-hmm. And the irony is that I teach people to, you know, now it's like I teach people to change perception, but I didn't know how to do that myself. Not then, and not for most of my life. It just so happens that I am furthering my education now, going back to college, and there's some math that I have to finish, and it freaked me out. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to do this. You know, here I am. I coach people to, you know, do the opposite. But then I stopped and I heard myself and I'm like, wait a second. That's not how it should be. I need to turn this around. There has to be a way. So I had this really fabulous tutor, which I'll forever be grateful to him. He's from Virginia. He would tutor me through Zoom.
Cool.
Yeah. And, he taught me to change my perception. He says, every time you start to feel that way, instead of panicking about math, and you can use it in every situation, start saying, if I don't get this, wow, that's interesting. I'm going to figure this out. And the more you start to say it, the more that other bad perception starts to leave. You know, it's almost like you're going by, and I like to use the ride in Disney World. It's a small world after all. You know how you're like floating in there? It's like your relax time when the kids are going nuts and everybody's quiet at that moment. We're having a good time, but you get to relax. So you sit in that little boat and you're going by the characters, and it's almost like they're waving by at you. And you're just, everything's just going by you in a very smooth, natural way. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing, because that's how your perception changes. Once you start to, again, going back to affirmations, your affirmations help your perception start to change. You start to be in that arena of that positive thought, and it changes how you think. Now your perception changes, because now, ironically, I actually love math now. It's weird to say, but I got comfortable with being able to say, whoa, okay, I can't figure this one out, but I mean, I could. I just got to look and see. This one's interesting. Let me. So it piqued my curiosity. I changed my perception to make it pique my curiosity. And we all love to be curious because it's that I want to find out. The not knowing drives you crazy, right? So when you want to find something out, now you change your perception to, oh, wow, I want to know how to work this out in steps. And believe it or not, in changing my perception and now liking math, and I actually have an app that I every so often go in there and just play around with math problems. It has actually increased my focus. This is weird, but this is what's happened to me. It's increased my focus. It's increased my problem-solving ability, and not just math, but in general. Mm-hmm. I am a lot quicker to be in a very resourceful way, very relaxed way to come up with solutions rather than thinking of the problem. You know, we drown in the problem. We drown in the what we're going through, and we just soak in it. We're like, oh, my God, I can't figure this out, rather than, okay, this is interesting. Let's figure this out. And when you go into solution mode, that starts to roll in a different way. So I sympathize with what you went through because mine didn't go as far as yours to rock bottom. But I learned different things to get me out of that in that sense. I mean, I have hit rock bottom in my life in certain aspects, and we all have. We've all had been through different experiences that we felt at that point were at rock bottom. Whether it's one way or the other, you know, it's in your life and you're experiencing it, and it is important, you know. Some people may say and compare and sit down, oh, your problem is not as worse, as bad as mine, or yeah, okay, but it's still my problem. I'm still going through it, you know. So it's not a matter of comparing to anybody. It's a matter of learning how to process your own stuff, you know, and that's what's important. You know, don't keep up with the Joneses. Don't think and compare yourself to anybody else. You are your own unique, amazing, and wonderful self. And we all have that wonderful ability in us to take us out and bring us out and be able to, man, it's almost like coming out of the water fresh, like you're just reborn. You know, it's that feeling of, wow, I did it. Like you're doing it now. Like you're making these things happen. You're writing your book. You've gone from the time that I met you, Diane, you've done so much. It's incredible. I'm besides myself and honored to share a friendship with you and to be present, just, you know, being able to share these moments and being a podcast with you. So thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being on my first podcast. Wow, I want to know this app. You have to tell me what this app is, because that is definitely something I'm still working on, this whole math thing. When my kids give me their math homework, I'm like, I have no idea. Ask your grandfather or your father, I'm stuck. So I think it would be very valuable for me. And you know what? One thing I didn't talk about before is I'm an empath. So I actually feel things in my body when conversations happen with people, when they're speaking to me, when they're fighting with other people. I feel it in my body. And when you were talking about you're experiencing with this app, I actually felt vibrations. And it's the weirdest experience, but it's when something's really powerful that I really connect with someone, I actually feel vibrations, like shivers in my body. So thank you for that. Apparently I really need that app because I got a message that it would be good for me.
Sure.
So definitely send that information over to me.
Actually, if I may now, so everybody else can know what the app is as well, it's Khan Academy. And I'm sure most people have heard of it because it's very popular. They have it on YouTube. It's very a simplistic way of solving problems. It kind of breaks things down in a very simplistic way. And all that anxiety just leaves because we make everything a mathematical equation. And that mathematical equation, what we don't realize, once we break it down to the simplest terms, for lack of a better word, once we simplify things, we learn that it's really not that difficult. We just need to, we add all this stress on us to try to figure this out or try to put it together or what this and what that we forget that the main components for things to happen are based on simplicity. Simplicity is key to life. and I use that often. Simplicity is key to life. So live by that, go by that, and you'll see how. Take a step back and you realize, oh, wow, that really wasn't what I thought it was, as complicated as it was, you know? So those are the wins, you know, when you get to feel that, wow, I got over this. I did this. Now it's not that bad. Now I actually like it. I always say, because people, it's funny, people ask me this all the time, and this is, I'll loop around to so you understand the moral of the story. People always say, oh, they tell my wife, oh, does he hypnotize you? Or did he, how did he get you? Did he hypnotize you? Because I happen to think, you know, my wife is very beautiful. So, you know, they make that joke, oh, he probably hypnotized you. And the irony is that there is a defense mechanism between you and your loved ones. So communication will always be different. Meaning you can tell your kids, better example, you can tell your husband, hey, do this, it's going to be good for you, X, Y, Z. And your husband won't listen. I can come around and tell your husband the same exact thing that you told him, but it came from me now. He's more receptive to it. He'll do it and he'll come to you and say, hey, Dan, you know what? I did X, Y, Z, and man, it was great. And you're sitting there like, didn't I just tell you to do that? You know, it's perceived different. It's just, there's always that defense mechanism between loved ones that doesn't allow that perception to be just enough. It doesn't always happen. And there are times where things get through and you're able to be more receptive. But there's always that little friction part of like, I don't want to do it because she said for me to do it, or vice versa, you know, or whether it's with your kids or not. It's, you know, the whole thing is effective communication. How do you effectively communicate? Well, you know, everybody's different. You got to learn what piques, going back to curiosity, what makes you curious, what makes your partner curious. So if you make that person think or make them curious about what you want them to do, they will follow through because now they want to know. The not knowing is the interesting part. The not knowing is like, oh man, I want to know. You know, so when you get them curious about what it is you need them to do or what you want them to accomplish, it's an easier follow because now they're, let me look into this. Now there's an action into the actual result or the solution to the problem. Then you have, you know, it goes back to effective communication.
I definitely agree. Communication is a really big part of it. And it's important for us to establish this with everyone in our network, because as we start to build healthier relationships, and creating these boundaries, it empowers us to propel ourselves forward and achieve our dreams in life. Because if we feel safe within our own bodies and our own mind, then that allows us, it gives us that space to become creative, to have more fun, to go experience new adventures. And that is what I learned in this whole process, because I've come like 360 degrees. I mean, when I started this journey back in 2013, I felt like a 60-year-old in a 30-something body. I was falling apart, literally from head to toe. From hair loss to chronic pain to being numb on the right side of my body, you know, my digestive tract was a mess, to now feeling healthy, vibrant, alive, energized, and going to Hawaii and rappelling down a waterfall. Like, that was nothing that I would ever have done before. So I know that a lot of that was the combination of really focusing on improving my physical health, but also that emotional health, and creating a safe space, a safe environment within myself for me to heal and to be able to prosper and become the person that I've become in the year and a half that you've known me. The transition has been pretty drastic. And I think to me, this year was really the one where things happened a lot faster. Because when I focused on the physical, I wasn't quite getting there. But when I went back and focused on the emotional, is really when the impact happens. So we're getting close to the end of the show. I thank you for listening. I hope you got some good information. I'm going to send you over to my website, which is Diane Vick, D-I-A-N-E, Vick, V-I-C-H.com. You can get a free copy of the book there. Just sign up for the free book link and you will get that information. And before we leave, I want Ralph to give you his information so that you can follow him if you found him intriguing and interesting as I do.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram, and the handle name is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, underscore, hypnotist. That's H-Y-P-N-O-T-I-S-T. Ralph, underscore, hypnotist on Instagram. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Diane, for having me. Extremely proud of everything you've overcome and what you're doing moving forward. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you for coming. It was an amazing experience. And aloha and mahalo. Thank you for listening. This is Diane Vick, and you have listened to Goddess Unleashed. See you around next time.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.